The winter worm spell we're having right now has maple sap running in some parts of the state. And syrup makers are on the go, too, as they try to capture an early taste of spring. As Fred Bever reports, some producers are concerned that the season could be short.
Pat Mitchell and his brother Rick have been tapping maple trees on their Carabasset Valley land for 3 decades. They call themselves hobbyists with fewer than 100 taps to manage. This weekend, they were in a bit of a rush to tap trees and run tubing to take advantage of the prime, if unexpectedly early, sugaring weather.
So this is kind of like a hurry-up job because...
Well, they're forecasting mid-40s tomorrow, so it's going to flow.
It's going to flow hard.
We wanted to catch it. We don't want to be just drilling and having it squirt at us.
Oh, yeah.
The Mitchell brothers may have been caught a bit by surprise by the sudden sap run, but according to Catherine Hopkins, a maple syrup expert at the University of Maine Extension Center, it's pretty much always been thus.
The seasons have been eclectic lately. They've been kind of all over the place, starting early, and last year actually it was very late. And if you go back in the records, you can find early and late starts throughout history.
Reports of early sap runs and even some farmers starting to boil it down to its precious end are sporadic in the state and region at this point. But Hopkins says she expects more sap to flow and boilers to fire up as the week wears on. So does Arnold Coombs, an executive at Vermont-based Coombs Family Farms, which ships more than 1 million gallons of syrup from throughout the Northeast and Canada, including Maine. He says some of his largest New England suppliers may be making use of a short sap run now to start up their vacuum pumps and ID any weak points in their webs of taps and tubes. Coombs is worried, though, that this early warming trend could be a sign of things to come, as happened in 2012.
Back then, we had a warm spell in the middle of March where we had 60 and 70 degree weather. It effectively ended the season and gave us a short crop. So I'm hoping that does not repeat.
Syrup makers would do well to take advantage if the weather produces a few more nights below freezing and days well above. So says Pat Mitchell, because the early run, it's the best run.
The early run is your fancy syrup. Yeah. And if you wait too long, you miss that early run, you lose your fancy syrup. That's the yellowish, but it's very sweet.
Sweet indeed, but the market is increasingly being driven by darker syrup, which has a stronger flavor that can stand up to cooking, as Americans seek out substitutes for refined sugar to sweeten their day. Last year's maple syrup crop was the second largest on record in the U.S., and producers hope this year's could rival it if the weather's right. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.